Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning, thanks for joining us. I know, parents, you have been wondering, where am I going to put my child? We have got a nice show planned for you. Courtney Hammack is currently the board chair of La Escalita San Marcos. She's been on the board for 3 years. She also works for Mecklenburg Schools as an academic interventionalist. I love it. She's been with CMS for 15 years. We also have Saray Gamaz, our office coordinator. And you got to pronounce the name of the school for us.
La Escalita San Marcos.
La Escalita San Marcos. How long have you guys been around?
La Escalita San Marcos has been around for 10 years. It's a great school because we serve the students in Huntersville, in the Huntington Green area, and in North Mecklenburg. And we're just able to provide a high quality, low cost preschool with a curriculum that will accelerate kids to prepare them for kindergarten. We are a bilingual school. Kids are given curriculum in Spanish and in English. So they learn the word blue and they learn the color blue and they learn the color azul. You absolutely do not have to speak Spanish to attend the school. You do not have to be a Spanish-speaking child to go to La Escuelita. We accept all children because our thing is preparing kids for Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools to prepare them for kindergarten. So we actually start at age 2 versus most preschools start at age 3. And of course, pre-K is at age 4. We really want to give kids a great foundation so that when they come into kindergarten, they are ready to learn.
Of course, they can speak more than one language.
Kids that speak more than one language, sometimes they have a challenge of going back and forth between learning the English curriculum. So it's great that they can speak two languages because that's an amazing skill, but we want to make sure that when they're going to kindergarten and they're learning the English curriculum, that they're able to soak it in and to be able to excel learning the English curriculum.
And you guys have been around, what, you said 10 years?
Yes.
So I know you got success stories. Spill the beans.
Yes, we have kids that have attended our school and has actually skipped kindergarten and gone on to first grade. We just had a student 2 years ago that was able to accomplish that task because she learned so much at the school and she was already reading by the time she got to kindergarten. Nearly 40% of our at-risk children are Hispanic. This comprises of about 25% of CMS children. So we want to make sure that they are more than ready for kindergarten. We want to make sure that they know their letters, that their numbers, but we also want to make sure that they are able to still hold their own culture, which is why we are dual a language school. Just because we're teaching you English, we appreciate your culture. So we're still going to talk to you in Spanish. We're still going to have you learn the same things in Spanish that you learn in English so that you can still hold on to your culture.
Many of our families coming from different Latino countries, we always try to incorporate and celebrate the Hispanic month and Heritage Month. So we always have this event for the community where parents can come, join, and bring their families, neighbors. We have this fest, different meals, food that we can all share and learn from each other. Also, the traditions that they can present to the Escuelita.
Saraya, I was going to ask you, let's talk food.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That's half the battle, right? So when it comes to lunchtime, what does lunchtime look like?
It's interesting. It's different. It can be a pupusa, it can be a sandwich, or it can be a tamal. It's very fun, yes.
We try to catch every single festival that's going on so we can learn more about the culture. What does a festival look like when you have events?
So our parents are very, very involved in our school. One of our models is that our parents volunteer at the school and come to the school. So when we're having different types of parties at the school, our parents come in to volunteer, to read to the children, to participate with the classroom, field trips. And we've had many programs that Sarai can talk more about where the parents come in and help out in the school.
Yes, part of our program is parents collaboration. So this way we can have more affordable tuition costs, and also parents can enjoy volunteering and help around the school. They have community readers that they can also come and read and work with the children in the classrooms with the teachers helping around Zumba instructor. They come and do music with the children, exercise and all type of different things.
I want to start my education all over just with y'all. You know, the success rate for children since you've been around for 10 years must be astronomical. Do you ever keep up with students?
Yes, we do keep up with students. One great thing about our school is that we have siblings that will come through our school. That allows us to keep up with the kids and the families in the school. And then we actually have families that will come back and volunteer. Just a little plug, we are a nonprofit organization. Our tuition is a lot lower than most preschools. I mean, a lot lower. Most preschools are, you know, you're paying about $2,000 a month, and our preschool is $100 a month because we want these kids to learn. So donate. Please go on our website, www.lessanmarcos.org, and hit that donation button and donate to our school so we can continue to be affordable and give the students the resources that they need.
100? What? That is amazing. So Giving Tuesday, we got to think about you then. During the holidays, we got to think about you. But then All during the year, do you have a way that we can like just take it out of my check? Do you ever do that?
That is a great idea. And we're going to have to look into that, Fran. We have a very great literacy program at the school that teaches the kids how to read. But we also have a social program that teaches the kids how to, you know, socialize in a positive way and promote self-esteem. And we also have a STEAM program that we've currently developed that helps the kids with learning about science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. So even at a young age, these kids, they are getting it in. Like, they are learning at this school. And so we are very, very proud of the school. And if you want to come check us out, our open house is May 8th at Holtwell Presbyterian Church on Betty's Ford Road from 4 to 6. So make sure you come check us out. You can come and donate. You can come and sign your kid up. You can come and say, hey, because, you know, we love our little school. That is what La Escuelita means, little school. And we love our little school.
Oh. But we got to donate to this little school. Okay, May the 8th, we can meet you. It's 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And that's the perfect time for parents to come before dinner starts and do the open house. And are you going to have food at the open house? I'm just asking.
We are not going to have food, but we will have some little treats for the kiddos to come in.
Because you know, the kids need treats. We have some new best friends this morning. It's Courtney Hammock. It is also Saray Gomez.
Fran, we just want to thank you for having us on and just for everyone who comes out to support our little school. We love La Escuelita San Marcos. We're at Hopewell Presbyterian Church on Betty's Ford Road. Come check us out and see our beautiful children.
And we are bilingual, so si quieres aprender español, come join us.
We're going to end it, but you got to teach me some Spanish. Okay.
For sure.
What's some good words we should know in Spanish? Where's the Uber? Come on.
Where's the bathroom?
Where's the bathroom?
¿Dónde está el baño?
One more time.
¿Dónde está el baño?
We could always use a restroom, right? Give us the website one more time, and I swear I'll let you go.
It's www.lesanmarcos.org.
Thank you,
friends. Thank you so much.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.